Hey guys, I trust you're well. Happy Wednesday. Hope you're having a great day. It's a beautiful day here in New England. I've been out walking in the countryside with my dog. I am working here in my home office this morning, about to go for some coffee and preparing teaching. Actually working on 16 sermons right now, so all is good. I have a good day today. Got three or four meetings in my church. I got a team meeting with my leadership team. And what else is going on? You know, for the whole month of November, it's actually my birthday this coming Sunday, which is great. But whole month of November, I'm going to be speaking on mystery and revelation. More about that in a minute. Really about revelation, about walking by revelation. I have a course. I'm going to have my ministry school back online later this week and have a 16-part course on walking in revelation. So if you're interested, check that out. We'll have some snippets on that on this YouTube channel or podcast as well. Hey, next week I'm going to be in Ireland and Northern Ireland. I'm going to be, some dates in Northern Ireland. I'm going to be in Limerick and Cork, I believe. And just connecting with some friends there and working on a future missions project for Ireland. So lots of good things there. Great. Hey, this coming Sunday, I'm going to be in Sturbridge in the morning and in Norwalk, Connecticut at New England Fellowship at 3 p.m. So join us there if you can. Good. Hey, let me share something with you real quick. I was reading today Mark chapter 4, and I believe Mark chapter 4 is one of the most important chapters in the Bible. It's always been a life-changing chapter to me. It really changed my life in about 1988, I believe it was, when I really began getting revelation. I've read Mark chapter 4 thousands and thousands of times, and every time I read it, it just explodes in me. And I can probably quote it from beginning to end. I read it in a bunch of different versions. And I really think it's the most important chapter in the New Testament, possibly. Big claims, yeah. Jesus said in Mark chapter 4 to the disciples, if you don't get this teaching, you won't get anything I'm saying to you. And real simple, quick thought today, but I've been teaching on this all week and as I record some videos. But there are two concepts you see all the way through the Old and New Testaments that are so vital and so important to us that I really think we miss. And those concepts are these: mystery and revelation. Mystery and revelation. You know, as Protestant evangelicals, we hate those words. Anytime an evangelical finds something he doesn't understand, he tries to come up with an answer. And so often, instead of walking in mystery and revelation, we walk in question and information, question and answer. And so often evangelicals, if we don't have an answer, we will make one up or invent one. And we should be okay not knowing. I found this in my Catholic friends in France, and I disagree with a lot of their doctrine, but sometimes they have a comprehension of mystery that Protestants don't. Protestants think a mystery means not knowing something. Catholics tend to think a mystery is there's something great and glorious and it's out there and God wants you to appreciate it and seek him. And in relationship as you seek him, he'll begin to unfold it. It's not so much the absence of something as in the presence of something that you lack revelation about. And let me give you a couple of verses on that real quick. Deuteronomy 29:29 says the secret things belong to the Lord our God. Mysteries, secret things belong to God. And the next phrase, same verse, says the revealed things, revelation, belongs to us and to our children and our children's children, that we may do all the words of this law, the word of God. Four concepts in one verse: mystery, revelation, inheritance, and action. The secret things belong to the Lord. The revealed things belong to us. We get to give them to our children, our children's children. Now, I think that's children in the natural, but frankly, those we influence, those we lead in the spirit as well. And then it activates, we act upon, we do the words of this law when the secret things become revealed things to us. And I just want you to see that today, that there are things that God hides. God is a God who hides things, and God is a God who reveals things. Jesus said in Matthew 11, Father, I thank you that you hide things from the experts, the wise and prudent, and you reveal things to little babes, little children. So I think God hides things, not from the church. I think God hides things from the enemy. I think God hides things from the world. God doesn't hide things from the church. God hides things for the church. And I believe the Lord wants to explode revelation in the body of Christ like never before. Now, again, in case some, you know, ding dong is hearing something I'm not saying, I'm not talking about giving us another version of a Book of Mormon, an extra. I'm not talking about revelation adding to the Bible. Rather, what I'm saying is, in the same way the Pharisees had the Word of God, they read the Word of God. But as Jesus says, they saw, but they didn't see. Their ears were heavy, they heard, but they didn't hear, lest they'd act upon the word and it changed their lives. And there are things in God's word that we've yet to see. We've read them, we've seen them with our peepers, if you will, with our eyes, but we haven't seen them in our hearts. That's why Paul prays that the eyes of our understanding would be enlightened, that we know the hope of our calling, the riches of the glories of his inheritance in the saints. So here's my exhortation to you today. When you come across a mystery, don't get frustrated. When Amazon deliver a box and it gets put on my desk by my kids and I don't know what's in it. You know, have you ever had that thing that sometimes a box will arrive and I'm like, did I order something? I remember. Maybe it was a few weeks ago, or maybe somebody sent me something, or maybe some, you know, church sent me a book or something. I'm like, what is in this? I can get frustrated and go away saying, I don't know what's in the box. Or I can open the box. And I think when we come across a mystery in our walk with God, what it really is, it's not an invitation for you to lean on your own understanding and try to figure out with your brain what's in the box. Rather, it's an invitation to upgrade your relationship, to come into a place of relationship where God can turn the mystery into a revelation. When it's a mystery, it belongs to God. The revealed things belong unto us. And I'll end with this, but the real key to life, the key to walking with God, the key really to ministry is that you can broker secondhand information. You can go to school, you can go to my school and learn things and repeat them, and will people be blessed? Sure. But we can only really give that which we have on the inside of us. John the Baptist said, a man can receive nothing except it be given him from heaven. And the only things we have to give away are the things we have received, that eye hasn't seen, the ear hasn't heard, that haven't entered into the heart of man, but Holy Spirit is revealed unto us. 2 Corinthians 2:9-10. So if there are mysteries or closed Amazon boxes in your life today, good, rock on. Why not pray? Why not, instead of trying to figure things out or getting frustrated or inventing excuses, instead of saying it's not God's timing, God doesn't want to heal me, God's trying to, you know, all of that foolishness, come back and say, Lord, I'm not going to seek you for a revelation. I'm going to seek you as the revelator. I'm going to seek you to upgrade my relationship and believe in the secret place you reveal the secret things, Selah. Boom. Again, if you're new to my YouTube channel, hit the subscribe button there. Check out the links below. And there's a free gift when you sign up for our email newsletter. Thanks for watching, guys.